Well, Sean, first of all, congratulations, captaining Donegal to a Division 3A title.
Yeah, it's brilliant, especially there in the second half. You know, weather and that storm that Armagh were firing at us, you know, playing into that wind, and it just seemed like ball after ball landed in around that square. Like, but yeah, absolutely delighted. It's massive for Hurling and the county to be back up at Division 2, so we're absolutely delighted, and delighted the way we dug it out as well.
Yeah, well, after a great start with the goal from Jared Gilmore, followed by two weak points.
Yeah, we were looking to get out of the blocks early, and we did that. We got a couple of very good scores, and then I suppose Armagh started to come back and did then. But I suppose getting in with six up at half time, we were happy enough. Getting in, you know, facing the breeze in the second half, and look, it was going to be a massive battle in the second half. You know, they'd Gaffney in around the square there, and they were trying to find him. And look, we think we dealt with it fairly well, but I mean, it did require a couple of inspirational scores from Jack and Danny and boys to pop up there.
It didn't look good at a stage when they came back to a point at one stage and twice in the second half.
Yeah, I suppose we were mad after a score there at one point. It took Jack to go up. I think he took on about five or six men and went around him, put it over off the run, which is fantastic. But the most pleasing thing, I suppose, is there was no panic, Tom. Like, you know, we were very composed, and there was never any kind of doubt that we weren't going to dig it out. And I suppose that's what the lads are encouraging, is for us to figure these things out in the pitch, and we definitely did that. So
yeah. And tell me, obviously Division 3A title is the most immediate and obviously a nice thing. You're going to have silverware from it, but I suppose the bigger prize is getting back to Division 2B.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for Hurling and the county, it's absolutely massive. So look, we want Hurling and the county to move forward and to be at the highest level possible. So, you know, that filters down to the club when we're playing at the higher level, and that'll bring everybody on. You know, it takes time, but that's the main prize today, and we're delighted to be back, definitely.
Yeah. And as we mentioned on Friday when we spoke, Armagh had turned you over and just out a bit of a beating to you in O'Donnell Park in the first game. So a big transformation, a big turnaround from that.
Definitely, and I suppose, look, it's always fairly close between ourselves and Armagh over the last 5 or 6 years. There's always been massive battles, and there's never really too much between it. And look, we weren't happy with our performance that day. No way did we feel it was good enough. But when you're playing against good teams, as I said to you before, we're 5-10% off, you're going to get beat. And that's what happened. But we're delighted to be able to turn it around today and have a performance. And the most pleasing thing is being able to dig it out and show character, which we did. In the last 10 minutes, you've really seen the legs and the lads, and really the determination to get the result, which is brilliant.
Yeah, the plaudits often go to the forwards and Declan Coulter and Jerry Gilmore, obviously top scorer today. But I thought defensively you had a perfect sound from the very word go.
Yeah, I suppose we were fairly composed too. You know, there was a lot, especially in the second half, there was a hell of a lot of ball coming down and around the square there. And I suppose Joe was marking Ryan Gaffney there and did a fairly good job. And I suppose it was up to the rest of us to pick up the scraps. And we did that fairly well. Most of the lads were aware to it, and we can bust it out with the ball, and you're being hit fairly hard. Like, but look, we feel like we're in good enough shape, so we've weathered that fairly well. And yeah, absolutely delighted.